The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has called for strengthening national unity in neighboring Iraq in the face of plots by the U.S. and certain regional countries to partition the country. The leader made the remarks in a meeting with the visiting Iraqi President Fuad Masoom. International creditors have agreed to grant Greece a new batch of bailout loans after Athens agreed to enact a new set of austerity measures demanded by the Troika. The cash-stripped state is to receive 2 billion euros on Tuesday and another 10 billion later. The Greek parliament approved the austerity measures last week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry calls Palestinian attacks against Israeli occupation forces terrorism. Kerry made the remarks at the start of a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He added that both sides would work together to restore calm to the occupied territories. Israeli forces have stormed Aida refugee camp in the city of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. This follows raids on Palestinian villages near the city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron, which ended up in the detention of at least six people. And Belgium says its capital will remain on maximum alert for another week over fears of an imminent terrorist attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel has warned that the threat of a terror attack in Brussels is still serious. Brussels has been under an unprecedented security lockdown for the past 3 days.